Mayim mevi an Oshem Mecha, no, both of them cannot bring one Oshem. Mefarshim say, because it means that tonight does not help on a korban that's bo'al achet, since it's coming for your kaporam, you cannot have one korban to be mechaper for both people. So therefore, you cannot bring a b'shutfis, and it'll be totally what you hold. If you hold that each one is potter from Nashim Toli, they both be potter. You hold like Rabbi Kiva, then they both be chayiv. Rabbi Yossi just argues on Rabbi Shimon that you cannot have two people bring one korban like on a Tanai to be mechaper for them. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be chaticha shechulin v'chaticha shechelef? Let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was a piece of shumin, kosher fat, and one was a piece of chelev, shreifa fat. Again, now, ochalachas mim, one person ate from one of them. Then you do eizim and mochle, doesn't know for sure which piece he ate. This is a real suffix. If a chorus, that according to everybody, is maybe Yoshim Toli, he'll have a chiv to bring an Yoshim Toli. Even with Tanakama, they only argue on a mila, on a hegdish, that there, if you do it b'mezid, you only overlap, not a chiv chorus. But if you eat chayla b'mezid, the chayv chorus, everybody agrees, if you have a suffix, whether you ate it or not, b'shegei, you have a chiv Hashem toli. What's going to be now, ochel es hashniyah, then the same person eats a second piece, so now we know for sure you ate the yisum, is maybe chatis, now you'll have a chiv to bring a korban chatis. The first one, Hashem toli, was only for the suffix, but now that you know you did a vada yisur, you'll have a chiv to bring a chatis. What's going to be Ochal Echod Es Rishayna? One person, Reuven, ate the first piece. Or Vo Achav Yochal Es Rishayna, then the second one came and ate the second piece. So Lachar is, Zem may be Yashem Toli, Zem may be Yashem Toli. This goes according to everybody. Some of the gifts of Rabbi Kiva, but it goes according to everybody. That each one separately was over a Suffolk Yisra Chalev, so they have to bring an Yashem Toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon says, Yeshita, Rabbi Shimon, I know, Shneyim Evim Chatasachas. Both of them bring one chatas. Like between both of them, there's a vadai isa chelev was done. So therefore, b'shutfis, they bring one chatas vadai. And each one makes it tonight. If I was the one that ate the chelev, it helps for me. If you were the one, it helps for you. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, ein shnai mevim chatas achas. You cannot have a korban that comes for a kapora, for a chet, to mechapim and asaltik on two people. Shutfim cannot bring the korban on a tonight to mechapim. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, each one will have to bring an Oshem Toli. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chaticha Shochelo v'Chaticha Shokodesh? Let's say there are two pieces in front of you. One was Stam and Nisachelev, and one was Shumin, Kashra fat, but it was Hegdish, was from a carbon. It has Nisamila on it. Now, Ochel Asachas Mem, somebody ate one of the two pieces, then you do Ezev and Mochel, he doesn't know for sure which piece he ate. Is maybe Yashem Toli, again, according to everybody. Even though for the Suffolk is the Mila, according to the Tanakhama before, there was no Yashem Toli. But here you have a Suffolk is the Chelos, according to everybody, you'd have to bring an Yashem Toli. What's going to be Ochel Es Hashniyah? Then later, if you remember to do the first Chet, and you did the first Suffolk, now you go and eat the second one, B'shoigig. So Locher is now, maybe Chatis, the Yashem Vadai. You'll have to bring like a chatis and a noshim vaday, because we now know for sure you ate chalif, so for that you have to bring a chatis, and we also know you vaday ate mila, you all ate hegdish, you'll have to bring a noshim vaday and asha milas. What's going to be ochel echodas rishayna, Reuven ate the first piece, or boach of yoslas ashniya, then Shimon ate the second piece. Each one has a suffix if you did the yisa chalif or the yisa of mila. So Zem may be Yashem Toli, the Zem may be Yashem Toli, each one has to bring an Yashem Toli, because each one has a suffix, he does not know which chet he did. And this calls the Kura good according to the Tanakhama, that for the Yisra Mila, you're not Chayiv an Yashem Toli. You only Chayiv Yashem Toli after Yisra Chelev. So each one has a suffix about whether he ate the Chelev or not, therefore each one has to bring an Yashem Toli. And even according to the Kiva Lukura, that there's a suffix to say maybe he has to bring two Ashram Tolis, because the suffix, whether it was Chelev, a suffix, whether it was Nisamila, but that no, you have a suffix, which is you did, even though suffix of two Ithurim, Havadi, you would be Yotza with just one Ashram Toli. Because the Maestro was only one Chet that you did, you only have a suffix, which Chet it was. So Vada, one Ashram Toli would be good. Rabbi Shimon Eimer, Rabbi Shimon says, Shneyim Evim Chatas V'Yoshim. Both of them now have to bring a chatas and an oshem. because the maestro between both of them, there was a vada yisa chelub that was eaten, and there was a vada yisa kochim that was eaten. So therefore, v'shutfes to bring a chatas and noshim to make this tenai. Whoever did the chelub has the chatas, whoever did the kodesh has the yoshim. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, and shnayim meviim chatas v'yoshim. You cannot have two people b'shutfes bring a korban for the kaporo, so you cannot have this vada chatas and vada yoshim. But rather, each one has to bring his oshem toli. What's going to be now? Chaticha shel chaylev, the chaticha shel chaylev kodesh. So there are two pieces of fat there. One is tam of chaylev, and one is a chaylev from a korban. So that chaylev has like two isurim. One has an isa kodeshim and an isa chaylev. So ochal es achas mem. One person ate one of the two. Then you do aizim mem ochal. You're not for sure which one of the two you ate. So locher is maybe chatis. You have to bring a chatis for sure, because for sure you ate chaylev. So therefore you have to bring a chatis. Mashenkein of the second Islam from Kodesh, that's Tanakam old, you don't have to bring a Noshem Toli for a Kodesh. So therefore we know for sure you did the Isra chaylev. And for the Isra Milo, there's no, even though you have a suffix whether you did Milo also or not, but there's no Noshem Toli for Milo, therefore you only have to bring one chatis. However, Rabbi Akiva says, no, maybe Yoshem Toli. The kibbutz, you have to bring not only a chatis, but also a noshem toli. A chatis you have to bring because you vadev over the yisra chelev. But you also have to bring a noshem toli because you have a sofik, maybe you're over the yisra mila, maybe not. What's going to be ochel es hashniya? Now the same person eats the second piece. So now for sure he did both chatoyim, he ate chelev and kodesh. So now, maybe shtei chatoyis v'yoshem vadei. He has to bring two chatoyis, because he ate the first piece first. Now that first piece, whatever it was chayev achatas for that first piece. Then he knows he ate it, and then he forgot and ate the second piece. The second piece is mechayevim again a second chatas, because it's the second time he's eating chaylev, and also one of the two was kachim, so you have to bring the kids together, two chatoyis for the two achilas, and an oshem vadai, because for sure he was over the yisamila. What's going to be ochal echad yisarishayna? Ruvein ate the first piece. Then the second person comes and eats the second piece. So there may be chatis, there may be chatis. Each one for sure did a chet, they're all with Issa Chalev. So each one has to bring a korban chatis. What about each one has a suffix, maybe is over the Issa Mila or not? This is Tanakam Shit that holds, there's no Washam Toli by Issa Mila, because there's no Chi of Chorus for Mazet. However, Rabbi Kiva says no, there may be Washam Toli, there may be Washam Toli. According to Rabbi Kiva, both of them will have a chiyuv to bring a chatis and a noshem toli. A chatis because for sure they're over the Yisra Chelev, and also they have to bring a noshem toli because both of them have a doubt maybe they're over the Yisra Mila. Rabbi Shimon says again, there is no zeh chatis v'zeh chatis. Each one has to bring his own chatis because both of them did a vada Yisra Chelev, but a shneya may be yoshem echad. Since between both of them there was a vada yisa mila done, so there was a vada oshem to be brought, and they bring it for shutvis. Again, Rabbi Yossi says no, and shnai mevin moshem mechad. Again, that's Rabbi Yossi shita that for shutvis two people cannot be yotze to bring their one korban for a kaparo. And the Mishnah says what's going to be chaticha shachelev v'chaticha shachelev noisa. Let's say one piece was regular chelev, and the other piece was chelev of a korban that was left over noisa. It was part of the murim that was left over. You didn't burn it, you left it overnight, so it became noisa. So the locher is ochal es achas mem, left a Reuben each one of them. Then you do, he does not know es ezim mem ochal, which one of the two pieces he ate. So maybe chatas, he has to bring a chatas because for sure he was over the Yisra Chelev. For Yoshem Toli, he also has to bring a Yoshem Toli because he has a suffix, maybe he was over the Yisra noisa. And for Noisa, since that's a chet that has a chiv chorus to it, for sure you have a chiv to bring a noshem toli. What's going to be later, ochel es hashniya, after he ate the first one, b'shoigig, then he realized, and then he ate the second piece, b'shoigig, so now, maybe shalosh chatois, he has to bring like three chatois, because he's over an achila of the first chelev, then the second piece is over again an isa chelev, and an isa noisa. Each one is a chet of a mechayiv chorus, so he has to bring three chatois. What's going to be ochal echad esar ishoyne? Reuben ate the first piece, or bo'achav yochad ashniya? Shimon ate the second piece. So now, Zem may be chatis v'yoshim toli, v'zem may be chatis v'yoshim toli, even according to the Tanakama. Here, each one for sure did a vade chet of chelev. So they have to bring a chatis. But each one has a doubt whether he ate the nicer or not. Only one of the two ate the nicer. So each one has a doubt. So for nicer, you have to bring an oshim toli. Both of them have to bring the oshim toli. Again, Rabbi Shimon, all this sheet was again is no. Each one brings zechat of zechat. It's true. Each one has to bring at least one chatis for the avadei chet of chelev. Ushnei meviim chatis achas. Then both of them together bring a chatis for the chet of nicer. Since between both of them there was a vada yisa nisa done, so with that you have to bring one chatis. Again, Rabbi Yossi argues and says, no, ko chatis shibua chet, any chatis that you bring it for chet you did, is ein shnei meviim nisa. You cannot have two people bring up a shutvis. A chet that you did, you need your own kapara. Therefore, you can't go b'shutvis with two people. Therefore, each one has a doubt whether he did the yisa nisa or not. Therefore, each one would have to bring his own oshem toli. Now the Gemara says, Omale Rav l'Rav Nachman, Rav is set to Rav Nachman. The Reb Yosi, according to Reb Yosi, Chatis su d'loi maisi shneim, Roshem toli maisi shneim, is so high in the Tanakama. It's the same thing as the Tanakama. In other words, Reb Yosi always argues on Reb Shimon. Reb Yosi says, you can't bring one Chatis between both of them, b'shutvis, but rather, both of them have to bring. What do they both have to bring? The Chur means to say both of them have to bring an Oshem Toli. Each one has a suffix, whether he's over the Yisra Kotchim, whether he's over the Yisra Koris, whether he's over the Yisra Chelev, it's a suffix. So therefore, both of them have to bring an Oshem Toli. So I'm asking the question, if so, Haina Tanakama, that's the Tanakama of Rabbi Shimon holds. That the Maestah, both of them have to bring the Oshem Toli, and not that they can bring a Korban B'Shutris. So Chur Rabbi Yossi is saying the same thing as the Tanakama. What's the Chilu between Rabbi Yossi and the Tanakama? Maybe you want to tell me, Chaticha Mishtei Chaticha Zika Benayu. Now, if Gemina is, when are you Chayiv on Oshem Toli? That maybe, according to the Tanakhama, you do not have to have one piece from two. But according to Rabbi Yossi, you have to have one from two pieces. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi Yachikama, Ein Shnei Meviim Chatasachas, El Orishin Mevi Oshem Toli. The first one only has to bring Oshem Toli. But Yasheni Potter, the second one is Potter already. Why did Bina Chaticha Achas Meshtei Chatichas? It has to be with a new goat teeth to Safek Yisra. It has to be there are two pieces in front of you, and one piece is Vada Yisra, one piece is not. Then eat one out of the two, then you Chayiv on Oshem Toli. So according to Yasheni, the first one that eats one of the two, since there are two pieces in front of him and one is Vada Yisra, he has a Chayiv Oshem Toli. But when the second one eats it, since there are not two pieces left anymore, there's only one piece. So maybe according to Rabbi Yossi, you're potter from an Oshem Toli. Only the Tanakhama holds you chayiv an Oshem Toli, even though when the second one eats it, you did not have one from two pieces, it's only one piece of a suffix. So maybe that's the machleika Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi. So Mara says, no, that can't be. For Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yossi says, Zeh may be Oshem Toli, v'zeh may be Oshem Toli. Rabbi Yossi holds, no, even in this case, where one person ate one piece, and then the second person ate the second piece. Even though Mishas, the second person, ate the second piece, there were not two sveikas, not two pieces there. There was only one piece. And still he's chayiv an Oshem Toli. Says he, according to Rabbi Yossi, he did not have to have achas mishtayim. So what's the chilk between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi? So Mura says, Anachanami, Hatayu Amalei, Hakamash Mulon, that the man Tanakhama and Rabbi Yossi, and Achman is no machlekes. Rabbi Yossi is the Tanakhama. According to the Tanakhama, Rabbi Yossi is the same thing. Then the case where you have two people, each one ate one piece. So since the mice it's a suffix, which one of them did the Vada Yisra, therefore both of them have to bring an Oshem Toli. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chatichas Chelev v'chatichas Kodesh? You have one piece of Chelev there, another piece of Kodeshim there, and you ate one, you ate the other one. So the Mishnah asks a question, Chatichas Chelev v'chatichas Chelev Kodesh, one piece is Chelev, and the second piece was Chelev of Kodeshim. So you tell me the second piece now has two Yisurim, one has Nisa Chelev, and a Nisa Kodesh, and Nisa of Yisra Mila. And therefore, according to Rabbi Kiva, Yichayev and Oshem Toli. So, and then the Mishnah says what? Chatichas Chelev, the Chatichas Chelev Nisa. That's the next case of the Mishnah, where the second Chelev has Nisa Nisa on it. Oh, Malay Rav Rav Nachman, it's Rav, it says Rav Nachman, V'leisi nam Yoshem Vadai, the Nisar, the Kodeshu. The Guru, when Yitis Nisar, the Chur, why don't you also have to bring an Oshem Vadai because he wrote for the Easter of Mila. In other words, Mishnah says when one person ate both of them, it says he has to bring like two chatois, that's all. So l'chura, or three chatois we had, as the chelev, chelev and the nicer. So l'chura, the kasher is, the chelev that's nicer, it also has nisam mila on it. Rashi explains why l'chura nicer, once it's nicer, it's not able to be put on the mizbech anymore. It should be poker that didn't mila on it. So Rashi says, no, since the loch of nicer is, him olu lo yerdu, that if you would put it on top of the Mizbech with the Yevid, once it's up there, you do not have to take it down, Yevid did to burn it. So if so, it has an Issa Kachim on it. So the Morse Kasha then, so when you ate the piece of Nisar, there should also be a Chiyav Korbin as the Mila Shaboy, or Nashim Vadai. How can the Mishnah doesn't say that? So more answer is Amalei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav Amalei, the left Peshav Pruta. We're talking about the Mishnah with this Nisar only as the Kizayis, but does not have a shava prutas worth. And the din of mila is yoni chayav the korban mila if you have hano from hegdish worth a shava pruta. Because the din of mila being nana from hegdish is a gzela dikalocha. Just like by gezel yoni chayav if you made a gzela of a shava pruta, so by hano min hegdish also has to be worth a shava pruta. So talking about now this piece of noiser is less than a shava pruta, even though it's the size of a gezayis. So Mora says no, well mikor at the beginning of the Mishnah, the Yisbei Shava Pruta, when we're talking about the reason this Mila, obviously we're talking about whether the priest was worth a Shava Pruta askinan. The Tani Yashim Vadi said before, you're over in this Yashim Vadi when you have enough of the Chticha, the Kodesh before. So the Mishnah is talking about pieces that are worth a Shava Pruta. So why do you punk say by nice it's not worth a Shava Pruta? So we're into his Omalei, Heicha Ticha de Loi Noiseri. The top piece, the top part of the Mishnah is talking about where it's not nicer yet. So, shav yipruta. Their tank it's worth a shav yipruta. For the more kashra, yesh oichel achil achas. So, what do you want to say? That by noiser, always noiser is not worth a shav yipruta. Noiser is always what's not worth a shav yipruta. Samar says no. I voice says that we had a gemara before, and if you gimel, for yesh oichel achil achas, the first time only eats one achilam, the Tony Beit says noiser. Or Gutani maybe arba chatois v'yoshimecha. It's the case we eat one piece there, that Yechai four chatois and one Oshim. It's talking about Noiser over there. So you see, by the Yisra Noiser, it is worth Oshim Apruta. So where it says, Omar Le Yehu Begasa, they're talking about a thick piece or from a thick carbon. Therefore, there's a lot of meat there, therefore, it's worth Oshim Apruta. For here, we're talking about Badaka from a smaller piece of Noiser is not worth Oshim Apruta. Another terrace would be, not be like, Hehibi Moisak, Shom, they're talking about in the winter, where the meat does not get spoiled. Hocha b'moisacham in the summertime, where the meat gets very spoiled. Since it's masrachas, therefore she says, masrachas bosa noisa, toshna yomim o yom v'laylo, nishtoi v'loshova achilu pruta. Therefore the achilu of this meat is not worth a shava pruta anymore. That's why our Mishneh does not bring down by noisa that you also over the yisra mila shaboy. What's talking about in Mitzvah that this piece of meat you eat now is not worth a shava pruta, since it's old meat already and a little bit spoiled. Then it says the Mishnah, what's going to be Ochal Echoras Rishona? One person eats the first one. Oh, Malay Rav Nachman, it's Rav, it's Rav Nachman. O Miyom Rav Shimon, the truth that Rav Shimon holds. Issa Chalal Issa, that Rav Shimon holds. One Issa is Chalal, the other Issa. Rashi says, the Mechayiv Chatis Anoiser, that you say Yechayiv Chatis on this Noiser, the Chayil Issa Noiser on Issa Chalif. We're talking about now, you ate chelub of noisa. So first this chelub had an issa chelub on it. Now when it became kachim, it was left over, it has an issa noisa. So it says in the Mishnah, you have two chatois for that. It says the truth that Reb Shimon holds, issa chalal issa, that the issa noisa could be chal upon the issa chelub, is that true? For a time you would learn like this. Reb Shimon says, ho'ichal nevelu b'yom kippurim. If somebody eats nevelu on Yom Kippurim, is potter. Yipota for the Yisra Yom Kippur, because since Nevela was also from before Yom Kippur, so it's Chal, the din of Yom Kippur, the Yisra Yom Kippur is not Chal upon the Nevela. So you see, Rav Shimon knows Ein Yisra Chal Lissa. So when it's Omer Rav Shesh, it's Bered Ravidi, regarding the Ochal Kulyo V'cholvoy. Here we're talking about now, you have the kidneys with its fat. So the Chaylov was the fat, and the Kulyo was the Yisra Noisa. That's why you're Chayim for the Yisra Noisa. Rav Hanami, the Noisa is not Chal upon the Chaylov, the noise is chal upon the meat. For the Gemara, v'kulya b'chol b'nami, ha'koyu lo b'yisra oylem. even if you want to say, I'm talking about a cool year, about the kidneys, but still it's kachim. So first it has a nisa milas kachim shaboy. And later, after you leave it overnight, then it's chal nisa noiser. So the question is, heichi yosi yisa noiser chalala, how could the yisa noiser be chal according to Rabbi Shimon on nisa kachim? Even on the meat shaboy of the korban, but first you will makdash it, it has a nisa korban on it, a nisa kachim on it. So how could the yisa noiser be chal if yodei nisa chalalisa? The chit taming was, maybe you want to tell me that Svir Lel Reb Shimon holds that the Noiser is a Chomeru. Maybe Noiser is called an Issa Chomer because Noiser is Chayiv Chorus. Ma'ashayin came from Nilo, you're not Chayiv Chorus, at most you're Chayiv on the Misa B'dei Shemayim. So maybe by an Issa Chomer is Chal upon an Issa Kal. The Chal al Issa Kal is Chal on a small Issa of the Yerlin. Maybe Reb Shimon holds like this. And Mora says no. For Nevela, that is the behemoth of Nevela, the Issa Kal. Nevela is only a love. For Yom HaKippurim, the Issa Chomer. When it comes to Yom Kippur, if you don't, Yom Kippur, you have chorus. And still, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon holds, who like Kossi Yisra Yom Kippurim, to Chom of Achal al Nevela, the Kal. Who? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon holds, that on Yom Kippur, if you eat Nevela, you're not Chai Mishum Yom Kippur. You're only Chai Mishum Nevela, only allowed. Because he holds, Ein Yisra Chal Lissa, even though the Yisra of Yom Kippur is a more Chom of the Kisra. So you see, even on Yisra Chom, still Rabbi Shimon holds, Ein Yisra Chal Lissa. So how come the Yisra Noisra is Chal, upon the Yisra Kochim? So Moran says, Hello, the Kochim Goli Rachmona. The Yosra Yisra Chal al Issa. Even Rav Shimon agrees that by Kochim, the Yisra Kochim could be Chal upon an Issa. What's the Raya? The tiny long like this. The Pasuk says, Ishel Hashem, L'rabes Aseimurim, Esoimurim, V'yamurim.